Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. My name is Anne Marie Freeman from Hewlett Harbor, New York. The day is Friday, May 26th, and we are reading through the Bible.
Thank you very much, Anne Marie, and welcome to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and this is the Daily Radio Bible. And we are doing what we do every day. We're spending some time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend a little time on us. Oh, how we need that. No doubt about that. Well, on this Friday, this 146th day of the year, we are going into the book of Proverbs, chapters 1 through 3, and then we will finish our reading in the book of Romans, chapter 7. We are reading through the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in, Proverbs chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple and knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning of these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit. Think of the great things we'll get. We'll fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come, throw in your lot with us. We'll share all the loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay far away from their paths. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you pay no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone and anguish and distress overwhelm you. When they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Proverbs chapter 2. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would search for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair. And you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you, and understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. So follow the steps of the good and stay on the paths of the righteous, for only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted. Proverbs chapter 3. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when He corrects you. For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is far more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand, and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, He created the heavens. By His knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settled beneath the night sky. My child, do not lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. You will not need be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say, come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Don't plot harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason when no one has done you harm. Don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but He offers His friendship to the godly. The Lord curses the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the upright. The Lord mocks the mockers, but He is gracious to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. Romans chapter 7. No longer bound to the law. Now, dear brothers and sisters, you who are familiar with the law, don't you know that the law applies only while a person is living? For example, when a woman marries, the law binds her to her husband as long as he is alive. But if he dies, the laws of marriage no longer apply to her. So while her husband is alive, she would be committing adultery if she married another man. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law and does not commit adultery when she remarries. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the point. You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ. And now you are united with the one who was raised from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us, and the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds, resulting in death. But now we have been released from the law, for we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. Well then, Am I suggesting that the law of God is sinful? Of course not. In fact, it was the law that showed me my sin. I would never have known that coveting is wrong if the law had not said, "You must not covet." But sin used this command to arouse all kinds of covetous desires within me. If there were no law, sin would not have that power. At one time, I lived without understanding the law. But when I learned the command not to covet, for instance, the power of sin came to life, and I died. So I discovered that the law's commands, which were supposed to bring life, brought spiritual death instead. Sin took advantage of those commands and deceived me. It used the commands to kill me. But still, the law itself is holy, and its commands are holy and right and good. But how can that be? Did the law, which is good, cause my death? Of course not. Sin used what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. So we can see how terrible sin really is. It uses God's good commands for its own evil purposes. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing the wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am! Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word. Amen. We are on the horns of a dilemma. When we look at what the law requires, that we love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and as Jesus added, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And then we look at our own sinful nature and our inability to live up to those requirements of the law. We soon recognize what Paul's describing here, that we are on the horns of a dilemma. I want what the law requires. I want to love the Lord God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. I want to love my neighbor as myself. I feel it within me. I feel like I've been born for this. I was made to live this quality of life. But I can't do it. That very law exposes my inability to do the thing that I want to do, that I feel like I was made to do. And that, my friend, is being on the horns of a dilemma. But thanks be to God. The answer is Jesus. The answer is this man. He is the answer to the dilemma. He is the only one who ever loved God with everything, with his heart, soul, strength, and mind. He is the only one who really fully loved his neighbor as you love yourself. In fact, he died for that neighbor. He was crucified for his neighbors so that they might be freed from the horns of the dilemma. And he doesn't just set his life out there as some kind of cruel example of, I'm the only one mocking us. No, he attributes the merit of that life that he lived to us. And he gives us his spirit, his very power, so that we might begin to learn to live this quality of life right here, right now. And we live that life not by obeying the letter of the law, the old way. No, instead, this life is being lived out the new way, through the power of his spirit, through the power of Christ's presence in his people, enabling them to love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind, enabling them to live that life they felt they were always made for, enabling us to love our neighbors selflessly the way he did. This is the life that has been given to us in him. This is the life of Christ in you, and this is the life that I want today. This is the life I want for all those that I love, for my family, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And this is the life I want for you. No longer on the horns of a dilemma, but alive now and free. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's home base out here. That's the kitchen. That's where we hang out. That's where you can find us on the interwebs. And it's always a great thing to be found and to find out a little bit about you, as a matter of fact, to find out who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. So if you have a moment, take it and let a brother know. It'll bless me, no doubt about that, and it just may bless you. Hey, speaking of blessings, I want to send a shout out to a few people out there. To Taylor Orth. Taylor, my friend, blessings on you. Honored to be on this journey in the Word of God with you. And to Ola, my friend from the UK, thanks so much for writing in. Again, what a joy, what an honor this is to be on the journey with you, my friend. To all of you, as a matter of fact, no joke about that. It is such a joy. I can't believe I get to do this. I had no idea that reading the Bible with people would bring such joy to my life. But lo and behold, it sure has. No doubt about that. But hey, before I let you go, a few things. Would you consider giving us a review on our Facebook page? All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, like the page, and then I think there's a category there where you can write a review. You're not really writing a review for the Facebook page. You're writing a review for the podcast, letting people know what the podcast is all about, what this community is all about. So consider that, will you? Offer us a review on Facebook. Another thing is we've been cooking our new newsletter, and I want all of you to have that when it comes out of the oven. So, you know, sign up for our newsletter. We've made that real easy. All you have to do is click on the icon in the app itself and sign up for this next upcoming newsletter. And you'll receive all the newsletters beyond that. We try not to overrun your inbox, but about once a month, you'll receive a newsletter from the DRB. So check it out. Sign up for our newsletter. And last of all, if you would like to offer an introduction for our day's podcast, we would love to have you be a part of that. I love having you add your voice to this ministry, so email me at hunter@dailyradiobible.com. Let me know that you're interested in doing the introduction, and we'll get you on the schedule. All right, my friends, hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Sitting here at this makeshift office in the basement of my house in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio. Until that time, my friends, let's go forward in his joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you, me, we are loved. No doubt about it. All righty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care.